the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So you could turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 1, if you will. The title of my message today is God is with us. Aren't you glad God's with us? Amen. We sang the song, you know, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us. Amen. So we thank God that that's just the truth of God's word. Matthew chapter 1, I'm going to start reading from verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
What a blessed time of year as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. It's a special time of year. I know many are looking forward to receiving and getting gifts, wonderful food, getting together with family and friends. I love the Christmas music. I play Christmas music in July. I'm just that crazy sometimes. You're looking for some time off of work, and most of all, rejoicing at the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And as I read through the Christmas story in scriptures again, and I encourage you to be reading in these next weeks, Matthew chapter 1 and 2 and Luke chapter 1 and 2, and read through and read through and read through, and let God birth some new things in your spirit about the birth of Jesus. Amen. So I'm sure Pastor will be preaching on Christmas, and it's actually 1 month from today. Time sure flies. But as you read through, let the Spirit of God just speak to you and show you some miraculous things about the birth of Jesus. Amen? And time and again, I'm reminded of what a great time in human history this was. God himself became a man to live among us, to show us God in the flesh in Jesus Christ, and to sacrifice himself for the penalty of our sins. What a great time to reflect on. 700 years before Jesus ever walked the earth, the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, tells us, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And Matthew elaborates on that and tells us that Emmanuel means God with us. Amen. Could I tell you today, saints, God is with you today. Amen. He's with us each and every day for the glory of God. But some may ask, well, look, it's kind of confusing, preacher. Isaiah said his name will be called Emmanuel, so why is his name Jesus? Well, that could be a good question, and some people say, well, see, the Bible contradicts itself. No, the Bible never contradicts itself. We just need to understand the Bible. Amen? When it says his name will be called Emmanuel, it's not referring to his given human name. It's speaking of his very nature, what he would be, and what would characterize him. Isaiah also says in Isaiah 9:6, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Amen. Jeremiah tells us in Jeremiah 23, verse 5 and 6, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness, or Jehovah Tsidkenu. The angel Gabriel told Mary in Luke chapter 1, in Luke's account of the birth of Christ, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. So just like God the Father, we refer to God as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, my healer, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, my peace, amen, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, my righteousness. God has many names to describe his character, and so Jesus has many names to describe his character, because Jesus is indescribable, amen. And so there's no contradiction there. He is God with us, Emmanuel, but he is also Jesus who will save his people from their sins. There's no one attribute that can fully fathom how great and awesome and all-encompassing Jesus is. We sang the song, Redeemer, my healer, Lord Almighty, Defender, my Savior, you're my King, the Lamb that was slain, Son of God, Son of Man, and all the world will praise his great name. Amen? Jesus has many names because he is so awesome and majestic and incomprehensible. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's shouting for me. Just thinking about the name of Jesus and all that he encompasses and all he is to us. Amen? And today we're speaking about this one attribute, that Emmanuel, God with us. And so this Jesus came to be with us. John says in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. But you know, God didn't just come and visit us at a time in history. God is with us today. Amen? By his Holy Spirit, he's with us even today. I think it's kind of amazing when you think about it. When our sins made it impossible for us to come to him, he reached out in grace and came to us. Isn't that an awesome thing to reflect on this Christmas season? When our sins made it impossible for us to approach God, God in his grace reached out and approached us and came to be with us. There's good news this Christmas 2018. God is still with us. Amen? Amen. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's with us in good times and in bad times. He's with us when we rejoice about good news we receive, and he's with us when we get bad news that comes in many forms. Just this morning, 6:30, I got a phone call from a brother in the church. His wife passed away, went to be with the Lord, a dear saint at Central Assembly of God, Sister Gloria Moore. But God's still with us. So I went before I came here and visited with the family and prayed with the family. And it just so happened that the title of my message today is God with Us, and was able to share, you know, God's with you even in this time of sorrow. The Holy Spirit's here to comfort you and to minister God's grace and love and peace to you. Amen. Aren't you glad that God's with us at all times? Right. Amen. He's with us when we're the picture of health. He's with us when we're on our sick bed. He's with us when we get good Christmas bonus from work. And he's with us when the health insurance tells us they're not covering us and we get a big bill from the hospital. He's with us when we're on the mountaintop. He's with us in the valley. He's with us when our hearts are full of joy, and he's with us when we're heartbroken. He's with us when surrounded by family and friends, and he's with us when we're all alone and feeling lonely. God is still with us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Emmanuel, God with us. The psalmist tells us in Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. Hallelujah. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you, God. Amen. Aren't you glad no matter where we're at, God is with us. Amen. Some of y'all might not like that. Oh, God, I don't want you to be with me on Friday night when I'm hanging with my friends. You know what I mean? God, would just stay outside, God. Woo! He's with us. You can't shake him. Amen? You can't leave him in the light and you go into the darkness, because even darkness to him is light. So stay in the light, saints. Amen? Knowing that God's with you. That'll keep us straight. Amen? God's with us in every situation and circumstance of life. When Moses' time was coming to a close, he told Joshua that he would replace him as the leader of God's people. And so he tells Joshua in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And just in case Joshua couldn't believe Moses, God himself spoke to Joshua in Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Saints, never be afraid. We sang this morning about God's love casting out all fear. Amen. We don't need to be afraid of any situation or any circumstance we face, because we know God is with us. So be encouraged. Be of good courage. God's with you even in the midst of the darkest valley. God is there with you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Amen. Hallelujah. I know God's speaking to somebody today. I don't know what you're going through, but you need to know God's with you in the midst of it. Right there beside you, carrying you through. That story of the footsteps in the sand, you know. I was going through, but in my toughest time, God, I only saw one set of footsteps. Why? Because I was carrying you at that time. Amen. He's with us when we don't even recognize it. No matter what situation you find yourself in life, just be strong and courageous, saints. Jesus, we read through John in 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, speaking of the Antichrist spirit of the world, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. See, when it looks like all hell's breaking loose in the world around you, remember, God's with you. Times are getting crazy. You hear what I'm saying? Times are getting crazy in the world we live in today. But God's still with you. God hasn't left America. God hasn't left your city. God hasn't left our state. Just because different politicians come and go, God is still with us. They can disregard God's law and God's way all they want. God is still with us. Persecution may come. God is with us. I know it's hard when the time is tough. It's easy to say today in a nice warm church building and everything's safe. But there are places where people go in and shoot them up and kill people. And we need to know no matter when, God is with us. In Acts 18, one night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. for I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because they have many people in this city. Amen? No one will attack you or harm you. Not only am I with you, God says, but I have many people with you always. Look to your neighbor, said he's talking to me.
He's talking to me.
Look to your other neighbor, said he's talking about you.
He's talking about you.
Amen. We got each other too. God in us, the hope of glory. Not only is God with us, but he has his people. How many know no matter where you go, God has his people? You can travel to Africa. Pastor Barnes is in Africa. God got his people there to encourage him and pray with him and minister to him. Amen. No matter where you go, God has his people to be there for you and to encourage you, to let you know you're not alone. I'm with you. Amen. That's how good our God is. That's what this Christmas is all about. Jesus, God in the flesh, came to be with us. And he's never stopped being with us. He's not just with us as a friend who sits closer than a brother. He doesn't just walk beside us. He's with us because he is in us by the Holy Spirit. Amen?
That's right.
Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Turn to your neighbor and say, Christ is in you. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Turn to the other neighbor and say, he's in me too.
He's in me too.
Amen. God is with us and he's in us. The God of glory that heaven couldn't contain, that the universe can't contain, he dwells within you and me. And he's always there to lead us and guide us, direct us, give us peace, give us comfort. Whatever we have need of, his mighty right hand provides and his spirit can provide for us. Amen. We just need to be prayerful and in the word and understand that the spirit of God dwells in me. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus who loved me and gave himself for me. He's working all things for my good because I love him and I'm called according to his purpose. Amen. He lives in you. So you're never alone. I know sometimes holidays are the worst times for people. This family just lost their matriarch of their family. They're going to face Christmas without her. Kids were crying in the bedroom when I went to the home. Sometimes holidays are the worst. People commit suicide. It's the most lonely time. I just want you to know you may feel like you're all alone, but God is with you.
Amen.
You're not alone.
Right.
Amen. And he's got his people too. Sometimes we need to reach out to people and allow people to come into our lives because God wants to send them to bring us encouragement, to bring us fellowship, so we know we're not alone in what we're going through. Amen. God is with us. Jesus in John chapter 14 tells us, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to be with you forever. We sang that song, forever. God is with us. Amen. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him. Turn to your neighbor and said,
I know him.
But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that a blessed Christmas present? God gives us his Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Amen. The Spirit of God that's in us can speak even when we don't even know how to pray. We speak in words that are unintelligible. But the Spirit that is in us is reaching the Spirit of God in heaven and praying things and bringing answers to our prayers that we don't even see sometimes or know. But God is doing that work because the Spirit that dwells in us is connected to the God of heaven. Amen. Emmanuel, God, is with us. This Christ child born in Bethlehem has now been born in us by the Holy Spirit. We who believe in Christ are born again. as the Holy Spirit of God dwells within us and brings life to these mortal bodies. He'll lead us into all truth. He'll convict us of our sins. He'll anoint us with power to live a holy life and be a witness for the Lord. Amen. He's not just with us, but he is in us. Glory to God. And he's leading us and guiding us each day of our lives. Now, as he leads us, we have to take a step of faith and what? Follow. Amen. He's with us, but I'm going to walk with him too. Amen. It's a relationship. It's a two-way relationship. God is with me, and guess what? I'm with you, God, all the way. No matter what happens, no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, no matter what circumstances come my way, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Amen. I'm with you all the way, God, me and you until glory. Amen. And I was able to share with this family. She's received the reward of her faith, Sister Glory. She went to home to be with her Jesus. She was on her deathbed 3 weeks ago. In the hospital, the nurse and the doctor were shaking their head, just bring her home to die. She went home. She got strong again. She's been walking around. She's sitting with her family. They enjoyed Thanksgiving together. God gave them more time with her. Amen. God is just a good God. But now she kept saying, I just want to go home with Jesus. I'm tired. I just want to go home with Jesus. She had all these surgeries. So God took her home to be with him. Amen. Amen. The reward of her faith. And as you walk with God and as you're faithful to God, one day we're all going to receive the reward of our faith and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in little things in this earth. Come and enter into the joy of your master's rest. Amen. So while we're here, God is with us. If we follow the Holy Spirit's leading, we'll walk into the blessings of God. We'll walk in the promises of God. We'll walk in the will and the plan of God for our lives. He's never behind pushing you forward. He's always leading you and wanting you to follow him in the steps that he's ordained for us before we took one step. Amen. So be faithful and follow him this Christmas. We celebrate Christmas just a month from now. Remember, God is with us. And he's not just with us this Christmas season, but he's with us and he's in us each and every day of our lives. Amen. Christmas is going to come and go. You know, the years, man, they fly by. The younger you get like me, you know, the faster they go, it seems. You know what I mean? My kids are now 22, 21, 18, and 16, and they're just starting to say, boy, time's going fast, Dad, you know? The year's, it's Christmas already. Oh, well, yeah, the older you get, the faster it goes, amen? But the closer to glory we are. And yeah. I'm thankful for that, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is a good God. Matthew, at the end of his gospel, in Matthew 28, 20, says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age, Jesus told the disciples. It's interesting that Matthew begins his gospel and ends his gospel telling us God is with us. Amen? I think he wants us to know something. I think the Lord wanted us to know, no matter where you are, no matter where you go, no matter what you're facing, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, I'm with you. Amen? Do you feel God's presence today in your midst? Amen? Do you feel the Spirit of God churning in your spirit saying, yes, God, I know you dwell in me by your Spirit. Yes, Lord, I sense the stirring of your Spirit in my heart. Amen? To be about your business, to do your will, to fulfill your purpose for my life, Lord God. Amen? Anyone need God to be with you right now? Anyone need God's company if you're lonely today? We're going to have prayer in a few minutes. We might end a little early and have some prayer. Anybody need God's healing touch if you're sick today? God's with us. Anyone need God's delivering power if you're bound today? God is with us. Anybody need the peace of God if life is a little chaotic right now? God is with us. Anyone need comfort if you're downcast right now? God is with us. Whatever it is you may have need of right now, the God of heaven is with us. And saints, he didn't just come to be with us in our need and sorrow, but he came to be with us in our victory, in resurrection power, and in glory upon glory upon glory upon glory. God is with us. So as we celebrate this Christmas season, be reading through the Gospels, Matthew again, chapters 1 and 2, Luke chapters 1 and 2, and let the Spirit of God and the fact that Jesus came to this earth in a miracle birth, lived a miracle life, raised up from the dead in a miraculous way, he's still a miracle working God in your life. And if you have any need today, I want to pray with you today. Can we have our musicians? I know I'm ending a little early. It's okay.